People wonder many times how you would fear a God that you say that you love so much. I fear him in a different manner than I used to fear him. I feared him once before because of what I was down on the inside. Lost, ruined, and undone. Without hope, but I knew that hope was seated on the right hand of the Father. I knew that that same hope that taught me what I was by nature and what I had to be by the grace of God was what I feared.
Lord, help him, God, I pray.
Dying without the Lord upon my bond.
Lord, bless him, God.
That's why that each one of you gathered here today, that's why.
Lord, help him, God.
When that godly sorrow was set up down on the inside, it worketh repentance. He said, I am the author, I am the finisher of your faith. What does that mean? That he'll start it and he'll end it. But he will only end it in his will if you're obedient unto what that he is speaking to your heart. The Bible said, choose you this day whom that you'll serve. You mean there's a choice in this matter? There's a choice to be made here by all mankind. But listen, God already knew from the foundation of the world what your choice was. But we didn't know that. We said, my ways is as far above your ways as the heaven is the earth. What I have to be thankful for this day, Brother Junior, is being a part of that election that he made before he ever made man. Listen today, you won't have to come and ask somebody here. You won't have to ask the preaching brothers, has my house been built up on the rock? Listen today. He said, unless God builds the house, the labor's in vain. So listen today. If he's the author and he's the finisher and he's the one that builds the house, there's one thing you can count upon, Brother John, for a certainty, it'll stand when the world is on fire, Brother Jerry. It may rock to and fro here, but oh, listen, what rock was it on? On the rock that was hewed out of the mountain without hand. Who is that rock? Jesus. Listen today. I love that. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, and these three are one. We have them all down on the inside. You can't separate them. You can't have one without the other. Listen today. And here's the good part. Equal in power and in glory. He's the one, Brother Terry, that lets us steal away somewhere and call upon him in time of need. When those that we love here get sick, when we know they're lost and undone, that he's there, that we could steal away somewhere and call upon him. Oh, listen today. How much would you take for the hope you have today? I don't know how much gold is in Fort Knox. I know there's a lot. But I know that I wouldn't trade this morning what I have for everything down there. I wouldn't trade this morning for what I have for 10,000 worlds like this one. Why? Because this one here is going to fade away. She's going to melt one of these days. But listen, we're going to be in a land that flows with milk and honey. Brother John, I know you're a good companion. I know it's been gone a while. And I know you're looking forward to meet her on the other side. Everyone here, we're going to sit down at a table one of these days. Can you imagine that? With Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, those old patriarchs that blazed the way here. Listen, moving out on faith the same way we moved out. That little measure of faith that he put down on the inside, Brother Frank, letting us understand what we had to do to be saved. Every man and every woman in this world could go to heaven if they wanted to. Heaven from the beginning has been big enough to hold them all. There'll be millions, there'll be billions there, but it'll still hold all. How wonderful it is to know that. And let me say to you today, I'm out of breath. I can't stand much. But let me tell you today, be patient, but most of all, be obedient. Be obedient unto that voice. I think so many times when I walk in this little house, five rows back here, I walked in, will be 29 years, the 28th of next month, and sat down there as lost as I'd ever been in my life. And I didn't know that morning. I know this. I know I was down at the end of my road here. Brother Jamin, listen, God also knew that too. He knew that I'd come down the last mile of the way, Brother Junior. He knew that I'd done all that I know how to do. Listen, and I said, oh God, unless you come, I'm going down to the world of lost. But that's what he wanted to hear, Brother David. It's when I'd done all I could do, it's just to lay it in his hand. And in a moment of an eye, in a twinkle of an eye, I felt that great load roll back. It ain't never been there since. Listen, Satan has beat on this old vessel here, but he can't get inside because the stronger man is in there. He took up his abode, and there ain't no room in there for both of them. Bless his holy name, because Jesus now rules the palace.
Yes, he does.
Oh, listen. Don't be afraid that you'll get it today and lose it tomorrow. It just ain't going to be that way. I'm not saying that life from here on out will be a total bed of roses, but I'm saying that you'll have a peace down on the inside that surpasses all understanding. It don't matter how much we try to understand it. There's a peace there that man can't touch. God put it there. Jesus put it there by the shed blood on Calvary's cross. Oh, listen today. Paul said if we had hope only in this life, we'd be of all men most miserable. Don't you know that a natural hope you can't have peace with? But that hope that we have is Jesus, the anchor of the soul, steadfast and unmovable. If it's unmovable, Brother Junior, it's unmovable. You can't move it. You just have to be obedient unto it and move out on faith. Don't matter how strong that we feel, but John, of what we feel inside here, we're still walking by faith here. One of these blessed days, we won't need faith no longer. We won't need hope no longer. We'll be reality when we wake in His likeness. We'll be both satisfied in soul and in body. And that's the day that every child of God is looking for. So get it right. And when you get it right, then go home and tell the church what great things God has done for you. Listen, you can't join that church. You have to be born into it. But what you do is to go to wherever you want, and they'll give you the right hand of fellowship to be able. There is a thing that we call time salvation here. And have joy in your time salvation that you have here. The eternal part God put there, and it's there forever. And I don't believe there's a child of God upon earth, but what don't seek for joy to be able to gather like we've gathered here this morning and feel the presence, just as the Lord was walking right here, and He is walking here among us. We may not visibly see with these eyes, but we absolutely, Brother Junior, we know who it is. And we know who it is that speaks to us.